Park City's Economic Development Director, Jonathan Weidenhammer, says the process to reach an agreement with the developers of the Treasure Hill project is ongoing.
We're still working on it. You know, we've been meeting weekly with the Sweeneys, and it sounds like they've been working with somebody to transfer some density from the site, and that's within council's goals. And we're optimistic that by the end of the year, we can have a deal on the table.
Even though the city council's final meeting of the year is coming up next week, Weidenhammer says there could be continued negotiations.
From a technical aspect, you know, if there's a deal on the table, it could be contingent or conditioned upon going through a process. You know, if a deal were to come on the table, they could also, you know, consider if they wanted to extend that role, that negotiating opportunity that they've allowed themselves to take.
He says with a new mayor and a new city council person, the landscape for the agreement could change. Although among the city's goals for the deal would be to take up to 50% of the density out of the development and transfer that elsewhere.
We've put on the table what some of our goals are, which are to have approximately half that density come out of Treasure Hill and to have a redesigned project that's more compatible with a historic district and, again, always look to mitigate for potential impacts of the development, including traffic and, you know, excavation, that kind of thing. So real high level goals we've stated, and they've been essentially responding to those goals.
Years ago, the city solicited feedback from the residents on whether it would be worth bonding to buy down some or all of the density on the Treasure Hill project, given its incongruent scale next to historic Old Town. At that point, a $90 million price tag was put on the table to buy out 100% of the density.
And we've done two big public meetings, I think one in July of 10 and one in July of 11, and we asked over 150 people if they were interested in buying that density. You know, we were trying to get an idea if we should try to put that question on the bond, you know, on the election ballot. And there was an overwhelming response for the price tag that we were considering that, no, that's not an option. We're not willing to buy some or partial or all of that density for the kind of dollars we're talking about. And there was a very strong response from the public that they weren't interested.
If there were a transfer of density, there are several places around town where the density could feasibly go. Places like Bonanza Park, Snow Park, Park City Mountain Resort, and Snow Creek.
You know, the Sweeneys have been talking to multiple people. I can't really get into the details of who or really where. So we're just kind of in a sit back and wait and see what they propose mode right now. As far as we know, everything's kind of on the table. I don't necessarily know what the limitations of the city's zoning TDR ordinance is. We're just trying to find the best place to put that density. And again, we is really the Sweeneys right now.
That's Park City Economic Development Director Jonathan Weidenhammer. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.